Welcome back, y'all.
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
We got Marco here.
And Mona Fee.
Yes, come through with the with the stage name.
Well, Marco's actually my nickname, so.
Well, Mona is my nickname, too. Like, my family called me Mona and Fee, so I guess if y'all don't call me Mona Fee, y'all part of the family. But,
So what's going on? How was your week?
First off, let me tell y'all, I have never been so excited to come and podcast this week. Like, the whole week, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to tell the people what's going on.
Thirsty ass.
Thirsty. Number one, I feel like I've been being tried by this these week? Niggas. Yes.
What's going on?
And this is why I don't go out my way for no fucking body, none of that shit, because you niggas beg for my time just to try to waste it.
You think?
They do. They be hard-pressed. Let's do this, let's do that, right?
Right.
I blow these niggas off, right? Because shit, I be busy. I be like, I'll fit him in when I got time. So finally, I be like, you know what? I start slowly but surely considering it. Maybe right. I should give you some time. And then you motherfuckers want to wait. See, and then I be like, see, this is why. Okay, so last week, this one dude, you know, we have been talking on the phone, shit going great.
So y'all kicked it before?
Yeah, we kicked it before, and okay. It was a bab, right? Shit going great, right? You know, like 2 months or whatever, shit was cool. Mind you, we was like low-key talking like damn near every day. Then he fucking disappeared for like a week.
But wait, was that before?
Before what?
Was that wait, you said he disappeared?
Mm-hmm. Meaning like the communication ceased.
Okay.
Which was abnormal since we talk often.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't too pressed about it. It was a little strange because, you know, when you get used to talking to somebody every day, you're like, oh, what the fuck is going on with them? But I can't be hitting nobody up like that. I ain't your lady, so I'm not going to be, what you doing, where you at, none of that shit. Finally, he come back. Hey, how you doing? Oh, hey. Well, I didn't even ask this nigga where he been. Because I can't really care, right? He like, yeah, I had to go here and there for like a week because my uncle died. Then he was like, then some shit went down with my job. Then my kid get going through this and that. And I'm just like, okay, take care. Don't get the fuck up off my phone. Like, nigga, ain't that much shit happened to you in no one fucking week.
You were saying like, oh, not everybody has like not, no, nobody could have like all that negative shit be going on
in one week. And like, but it wasn't even a full 7 days. So right. Let's say I probably didn't talk to him for like four days.
So what was each lie? Or not the lies, but what
the shit,
were
it was a little suspicious.
Right.
It was
suspicious. So what were they?
I just told you. So the first one was some shit going on with their kid. You know what? I really hope people don't lie on their kids like that. So that
right.
one, I was
his
like,
kid might have, you know, might have a little issue.
So we gonna let that one slide. Okay. I'm a mother. Okay, we'll let that one slide. Because I really hope you niggas ain't out here lying on your kids. Okay, cool. The second one was somebody, your uncle passed away, got murdered, and you went down to Texas. And you did something to the person who murdered him, but you put all this in text. Get the fuck out of here, right?
Wait, so he did say something to the extent of like he might be doing like he might be in some
he might be
trouble.
In some trouble. Get the
so
fuck out of here.
So at this point, nigga, what the hell did you do?
You ain't did shit because you wouldn't be telling people that stuff like that. Like certain right. stuff you keep to yourself if you really did do some shit like there was.
Nah, that was too much.
That was too much. People just be killing off people, laying on their families. Like stop it. Then the other shit was with the job,
right.
And I'm gonna have to fly to India. Get what. If you don't get the fuck off my phone.
No, but honestly, the job thing, what I really think about that whole situation is that everything has to do with his job. I feel like he's really bugging on some bullshit because of his job. That's
right.
What I feel.
I don't know, but the moral of the story is, I don't have time for it. Take care. Okay. So that was the first try. The second try, this nigga like, he been trying to link, right? Mm-hmm. He been trying to link. So finally, I'm like, sure, we can link. We set a 10, okay? 10 o'clock. First, he was trying to kick it earlier, like 8 o'clock. I'm like, nah, I got to get ready, all that shit. 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. He's going to go to a real nice spot. He has great taste.
Right.
So I was like, I was low-key excited because he be taking me
to some... Well, how you know he has great taste?
We found out before. He take me to dope spots. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, cool. So, come 9:30. Because, you know, I'm not moving. I'm not leaving my house until I know for sure it's a go. Because I'm not wasting my time. I am up at like 9:30. No fucking answer. Shit went straight to voicemail. I'm like, oh, okay. Whatever. I already know it's some bullshit. Keep mad at my business. Getting ready for bed because I'm an old lady. Come 11:30, this motherfucker like, where you at? I'm up here.
So he was out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, the first lie was, hey, I'm sorry, my phone, I had fell asleep or some shit. But he was like, but I'm up here now. You should come out. I was like, I'm in a bed. The fuck? And he's like, kept pressing it, like, you really should come. I know you would like this spot. Woo, woo, woo. Good night, sir.
So you straight dusted that nigga?
Dusted him. Who the fuck do we think he playing with?
Right.
Actually, I never want to talk to him again.
So that was it?
That's it. I don't ever got to speak to him. Get the fuck on. This the same motherfucker that wanted to... Nigga be singing on the phone, all kind of shit. At first it was cool because it's like you could sing, but then after a while
was over there sending videos and shit. I'm like, but at the end of the day, it was kind of, to me,
it was cute.
It was cute, but
it was a little extra.
Too much is a little excessive.
So back to
dudes have lied to me, and one particular one stands out the most.
What?
The weird shit, right? The one that has like all these jobs and all these careers.
So how many jobs did he say he had?
So I'm talking to this dude and whatever. So when I initially met him, he was telling me that he got out of the army and that he was a nurse. And to me,
that's cool.
That's cool. You know what I'm saying? It would definitely, you know, it makes sense. You know, while you were in the army, you was probably doing, you know, your clinical stuff. So you probably did go to school for that shit. So all right, cool. So he's telling me he worked at his nursing home and whatever. I'm like, oh, okay. And then this one night, he was cutting hair. He had sent me a picture of like his haircut. He was like, yeah, I did it and whatever. I was like, nice, you cut hair. He was like, yeah, you ain't know.
So he a nurse and he cut hair?
Right.
Because I'm trying to figure out how he got the tan.
No, but he was just like, yeah, like, you know, yeah, I'm a barber as well. I was like, oh yeah. I was like, that's what's up. He was like, yeah, my homeboy just got a cut just a few minutes ago after I just did mines and whatever. And yeah, I have my own chair at such and such and whatever. I was like, okay, cool. So I was like, okay, this nigga is a barber and he a nurse. And this nigga went to the army for a couple of...
Sound like a good nigga.
So then, and everything about this nigga, like this nigga was like sexy. Like,
he was awesome. Sexy, and so far he looked good on paper.
And you look good on, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. Everything is looking pretty good. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? And you already know when the package is together, nigga, the package is together. You know what I'm saying? So everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So then, later on, you know, we was on the phone, and then he was just like, yo, hold up right quick. So he went on the other line, and he took a call, whatever. Then he took forever, so I hung up. Then he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. It was this lady. She was calling me to get some legal advice. I'm like, legal advice? I was like, why would somebody be, you know, calling you about legal? He was like, oh, you ain't know, like, well, I'm a paralegal, and you know what I'm saying, and I do touch and touch and whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, that's what's up. Okay.
Oh my god. Wait, speaking of paralegals, I don't mean to cut you off, but I remember this one dude. he fucking lied and told me he was a paralegal too. And I was trying to understand it because the shit he said he was doing for people, first off, like, he didn't have great English. And then he said all of his customers were, like, Spanish people because they don't speak English well and they need translations. And I'm like, sir, how does this work? You don't speak English well. You representing them in court with their documents, but you not really a paralegal. I'm like, this shit is not adding up.
So what was he?
Huh? He was just a hustler. Like, any way he could get some money, like, he was doing all that shit, but it was just, like, the lies.
Right.
And then, so finally, one time, I think I said some smart shit, and he was like, I guess he was tired of me. Because, of course, I'm questioning everything. He, like, you know what? Everybody not as smart as you. So, some people just need somebody to help them walk through stuff and get through stuff. Because I'm like, the documents he was saying he was filling out for people, I'm like, they couldn't do this themselves. They couldn't go to another Spanish person. Why they coming to you? And you got broken English. Right. Like, I ain't get it. So the dude said he was a paralegal. So now he's a nurse.
So he's a nurse, a barber, and a paralegal. And then so this other time, he hits me up and was just like, you know, yeah, he has to drive down to Key West and whatever. I was like, oh, okay, that's what's up.
That's a long drive.
And I was like, what you going there for? He was like, yeah, I got to do a photo shoot and this and that, whatever. And I was like, oh, photo shoot? I was like, you know, for what? And he was like, oh, you didn't know? You know, I'm
every nigga's always, you ain't
you
know.
You ain't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't know. So
what else? What?
So now he was a model. And I was like, okay. He was like, yeah. You know, I go to California, you know, I go to Atlanta, I do this and that. I was like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like,
how do you have the time?
What is going on? And I was like, and how old are you? You know what I'm saying? So right. He was like, I think at the time I was like 26, I don't know. And he was, you know, 20, probably 27, 28.
Yeah.
So it was just like, nigga, like
how you had
all this. You know what's going on, you know? So all those career, like all that bullshit, I was like, nigga, okay, get the fuck out my face. But that wasn't the crazy, like the crazy shit was the whole creating a whole scenario.
He made scenarios.
Like, I don't know, he was trying to get my attention, like trying to make me jealous or trying to make me, you know. So he was like, I got this dude at my house. And I was like, okay, do you need me to call you back? He was like, oh, no, you can be on the phone or whatever. And then he was like, oh, bae
to who?
What you like on your, like, and I'm like, yo, and I'm like, thinking to myself, like, why he talking like that? You know what I'm saying? He was like, oh my gosh, like, this dude here, he has like such nice eyes. His eyes is really nice. And I'm like, okay, if you're busy, dude, I can call you back, nigga. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, and then he was like, I was like, no, it's okay. Go handle what you got going on, right, and I'm going to call you back. You know what I'm saying? Like, call me when you're done. And I don't know if he was trying to make me jealous. You know what I'm saying? And then he was over here, like, making it seem like he's having a conversation with somebody. And then, like, I was like, yo, I'm calling you back. You know what I'm saying? Like, so he calls, like, literally 5 minutes after that, he called me back and was like, you know, what up? And I'm like, yeah, what's up? And I was like, your company's gone? He was like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, what you mean? What I'm talking about? Is your company gone?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, like, if he was, like, fucked up, like, what he had going on, because the shit was weird as shit.
I'm so tired of these people. Why do people be lying like that? Speaking of, I remember maybe, like, 5 years ago, I had met this dude at the club, right? So, I was, like, 27, right? And he was, like, 28, 29. He's, like, I'm a firefighter. And he looked good as hell. So, I'm, like, okay, that's what's up. How old are you? He was, like, I'm 28 or 29 or something. And I was, like, okay. But I'm, like, this shit not adding up. How long have you been a firefighter? He, like, over 10 years. Bitch, you fucking lying. You lying. You did not become a firefighter at 18 years old and had a career for 10 years at 28. Like, it's hard to become a firefighter. Like, y'all got to go through all these certifications, classes, like...
But what if he went right after high school? Because, you know, these like, what we didn't do, we didn't go to, like, a whole technical type of situation and, like, go to those little, you know what I'm saying, those little programs. So maybe, like, right after high school, he didn't go straight to college. He went straight to one of those little programs.
Nah, he's fucking lying because he did not even look 28. He looked good for his age. I think he was about 38 or 40. So, yeah, I know.
Also, you think he was lying about his age?
He was lying about his age. His career was absolutely, I think, because, like, right, I was following him on Instagram and stuff. Okay. So, the career was definitely there, but, nigga, that's not your age. So, then again, get the fuck up off my phone. Get off my phone. Oh, let's go here and there. Bitch, I'm not going nowhere with a fucking liar. Why would I travel across the world with a liar? That shit dead. Anyways, let's get into some current events.
So, what's going on?
R. Kelly, they finally got him.
Nigga.
They got him for real this time.
They got you this time for good, nigga. You going
federal
away.
Federal charges.
Right. Definitely federal. Came through with the federal charges. So, I think that happened on Thursday of last week. So, the gag is this nigga was walking his dog.
He was walking his dog?
Yeah. And you know what I'm saying?
R. Kelly has a dog?
That's what they were saying. He was outside. It was Thursday.
What was the girls?
Child. Who knows what these girls was? You know what I'm saying? Probably in the bed. But he was outside just, you know, doing his thing. And then they just came and bum rushed the nigga.
So, I actually went and read the documents mm-hmm. for the charges. Because I needed to see what was going on. Right. Like, if there's some new shit, I wanted to see.
Thirsty ass.
Thirsty. Because if I'm going to be talking about some facts, I need to bitch, know them, right? So, I'm reading up on it. And it still all stems from the first charge where he got off with that little girl. So they charging him for lying in that case. And then everything else to go with it. So they were saying, like, he basically coerced her and her parents to lie to a grand jury, which mm-hmm. is why he got off. Because she was like, this not me. Her family was like, this not
so
her.
So this whole time, we over here thinking this nigga's stupid and shit and sick.
He ain't that dumb.
You know what I'm saying? Because you know what you was doing, nigga.
Exactly. Right. So he paid that 14-year-old girl. And the most disgusting part about it is he met her when she was between, like, 11 and 12 years old.
Oh, hell.
That shit is sick as fuck.
Right.
But what's even sicker is that he paid her parents off. Like, they was
so
like...
So, they was okay. Like, so that means they were okay with that shit.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
That shit is... These parents need to be charged, too.
Right. And that's what,
federal
like...
judges.
Everybody has to be, you know what I'm saying, you know, suffer the consequence. You know what I'm saying? Because you guys did not think about your kid at that time. Like,
period.
What the fuck?
That's why...
Money made big... Like, y'all bitches walk like that? That's crazy.
Sell your own kid out? Gee, somebody try my son at 10, 11, 12. I mean, anything under... Like, you a kid.
Right.
Anything under 18, you gotta see me. I don't give a fuck about you or your money. Like,
right.
You gotta see me. I don't care if you R. Kelly. R. Kelly, you about to catch these 10s. Like... What the hell?
So that shit.
So they, so he paid her parents off, and then they had a whole bunch of other people he didn't pay off, and they was like, he was sending threats to people, and his business manager got indicted as well for doing the same
right.
shit, like basically trying to cover all his footsteps. But the thing is, R. Kelly, you thought that money was long.
Right.
What people don't, and this is how millionaires become
right.
broke. Because they think, I got, let's say, 50 million. So I could pay this person 200,000. I could pay that person 200,000.
Right.
The way he went fucking wrong is that he had at least like 20 people. Did you pay all
right.
these 20 people over 10 and
all
15 years, $20,000, $30,000 all the time? And of course, in the way you living, like, all his shit, his money kept running out.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, when that money started getting low, bitches started talking.
Right.
And so...
And then, and catch this shit, and then you have, like, the people around you, like, the security, like, your boys and whatever, they're surrendering all those tapes. The actual footage of all this bullshit with you and underage girls. So my thing is, these niggas had that shit, too.
They had it for that long, too.
Obviously, you had it, and you knew.
That's nasty. Y'all was sitting here watching this shit. Y'all kept these
tapes
for that long.
They probably was getting
that was on VHS. Right. Like, it's 2019. Niggas don't even use DVDs no more. So y'all mean, kept these the fact that this
you,
long?
The fact that y'all had it, I think you guys need to be held accountable to that shit, too.
And that's why his business partner is being charged as well. So.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. He got out on bail, but R. Kelly, I don't think he got a bail. He's still sending
That nigga already had bail. They brought that nigga back. You know what I'm saying? So, nigga, that's it.
Yeah.
So you think why he in jail? Because my cousin was telling me how them shits be in jail. And for like child molesters, they be
boxing them people niggas. Are groupies. Motherfuckers ain't finna do shit for... ain't nobody finna do nothing to R. Kelly but fuck him. They gonna be in the prison like, I'm fucking R. Kelly. Like, ain't shit finna happen to him in prison. But just I'm happy that he finally got caught.
I mean,
all you people who sitting there talking about, oh, they trying to bring a black man down, man, fuck y'all and fuck him. He did that shit and right. It ain't right.
I'm not with that shit at all. That's some nasty ass shit. That nigga was really out here doing that shit to these people kids. And you know what about the whole Aaliyah shit? Let's talk about that because that shit pissed me off.
What part?
Because Aaliyah was.
He married her when she was 14. Right.
And the parents was cool with that.
No, the parents wasn't cool with that.
Lies.
Well.
Come on, Robbie.
They said that.
Come on. Like
the parents, Aaliyah's parents, basically, to let him get away with the shit, told him to sign over his masters. Like, his rights to his music. So, they basically get paid off of all
his
music.
That's what I'm saying. No, but that's what I'm saying, though. It's about money.
The things people would do.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. Like, fuck. Like.
So, you don't have no price?
Bitch, I don't got no fucking price. I mean, no.
You ain't got no price?
I ain't got no fucking price at all.
Yeah, I don't either.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give. I'm not selling nobody in my family. Like, yo, go. You know what I'm saying?
Take one for the team. We gonna be
bitch,
rich forever.
The fuck? Are you kidding me? Nah, I'm not with that bullshit. You know?
Speaking of jail. ASAP Rocky, the rapper, he is in jail. Well, let me see. I think he in Switzerland or something.
Yeah, like, I heard from what I've read, it was just like some crazy ass shit. They had that nigga sleeping on like a pallet or he was on the floor or some shit. Like, they're definitely mistreating him. Like, that's some bullshit. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Are they doing it
because he's black? You know what I'm saying? Like,
probably, but then also when you're in a different country, like, I don't even understand how you even allowing yourself to get in trouble. Like, who want to fucking get in trouble overseas?
Right.
You can't come right back home. You can't. Mm-hmm. And then they laws be way stricter everywhere else. And you, like, in the public eye. Come on, be smarter.
So.
But people wasn't.
So what is this? Are they kidnapping him? What is this called now?
What do you mean? He's in jail. How's that kidnapped?
Right, but what's going on? So where's his release? Why are they? What's going on? What's
they
the
gotta do the due process. He gotta go to court. All that shit. But a lot of people didn't give a fuck. So you got all these celebrities like, I'm not going to Switzerland because we gotta stand up for the homie. We finna tell them we not accepting their money. Basically.
Oh, okay,
you know,
so they're like boycotting them or something?
Correct.
Right.
But the average common person like me, we don't give two fucks. You could sit your ass in jail. And you won't. Number one, you're stupid. You overseas and in trouble.
I heard he was fighting somebody?
He was fighting. I seen a video, like, he swung that dude like he was in WWE or some shit. I was like, wait, excuse me. Because he a small guy. Like, damn, you strong like that? Mm-hmm. The way he tossed that dude. It was crazy. But a lot of people, common people, we did not care because I know it was 5 years ago, but this is what 28-year-old ASAP Rocky said. And I'm going to say, I keep saying 28 because at 28, you fucking know better.
Right.
So when all that shit in Ferguson went down, this is what he said. I'm 28 years old. I did not sign up to be a political activist. I want to talk about my motherfucking lean, my best friend dying, the girls that come in and out of my life, the jiggy fashion that I wear, my new inspirations and drugs. I don't want to talk about no fucking Ferguson and shit because I don't live over there. I don't live in, I live in fucking Soho in Beverly Hills. I can't relate. Okay, I never been to Switzerland. I never been to prison. I can't relate. period.
Right.
And so that's why people don't care, because it's like, when shit was affecting black people over here in America, like, that Ferguson shit was some real shit. Motherfuckers was protesting. Half of them people that was, like, at the front line protesting mysteriously died. And, like...
Really?
Yes. You gotta look this up, people. Yeah, and everybody think it's a conspiracy, like, that the police been going back finding these people killing them.
I'm fucking with conspiracy, so I'm definitely gonna look into this.
But, I mean, I believe this one. I don't think it was just, like, I don't think it's straight conspiracy. But, yeah, like, niggas did was on the front lines. Motherfuckers been found shot in the head in their car. Niggas been found burnt up. All kind of weird ass shit. And he's sitting here, I don't want to talk about no fucking Ferguson. So you did not care about what was going on in the black community, right? Mm-hmm. At 28. You knew better.
Right.
Right? Now you in jail and we supposed to give a fuck? Mm-hmm. And you only one person. Ferguson affected hundreds and thousands of people.
Right.
Because that could be anybody.
And no probably some of them actually probably liked his music and shit. So, I mean, the thing about it is, I definitely understand, like, you like what you like. You talk what you want to talk about or whatever.
But you become rich and you can't relate.
No, but my
You live in Beverly Hills and you can't relate.
It's not even about that. It's to make sure you remain humble. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, when you are in a certain position,
mm-hmm.
you know, you take on to certain responsibilities.
Because right, no matter if you want it or
not. With greater, you know, the more that you have, the more responsibility that you're going to, you know what I'm saying? Let's just call it thing.
And that's what celebrities don't understand.
Right, so it's just like, if somebody is affected, you know what I'm saying, and you have the means, not saying that...
You ain't got to be on the front line, but you can speak up against it.
But you don't have to, right. You know, you don't have to, but acknowledge it, you know, just allows you to, you know, use what you know and what you've got to bring awareness to something that, you know, that might not even have nothing to do with you, but, you know, just do something good with what you got.
Nope, he cared about his fashions, the bitches he was fucking, and the jiggy fashion he was wearing. First of all, he don't dress that great. So, what the fuck are you talking about?
He's cute.
He's very handsome. I remember I seen him at the One Music Fest in Atlanta a few years mm-hmm. back. And, like, the crowd was not there for him. And when that nigga was, like, doing everything to try to get the crowd hype.
But it wasn't
and
working?
No. Everybody looking at him like, get your ass off the stage. So, that's probably why that nigga, like, y'all don't fuck with me. Because when I go to these festivals and this hella white people, niggas be going up for my shit. I don't know why.
You think that's...
I think that's why. Because it's like... And then here in Hollywood, you're around all these white people. You're in the fashion world around all these white people. And, like...
I feel like, but I feel you're talking to his black card, though.
What do you mean?
Because you're saying, like, okay, the black people's not fucking with me. Let me move over here to the white people.
Who yeah, and that's what a lot of black men do. Just think about the black men who be like, oh, black women don't like me, and this is why I fuck with white girls.
No, but I'm just saying, no, like, as far as the music that he makes, maybe it doesn't resonate, or, if, like, black people fuck with it like that, but another genre, like, another kind of people do, so it's just like, you know what I'm saying? If this is my base, if this is my fan base, let me make, you know what I'm saying? So when, you know,
I
so
don't care
just like,
who you make music for. You were born black, you gonna dab black. And I'm not asking you to speak up for us on everything. You don't have to. But when you see some fucked up shit going on in this world, Mike Brown got killed with his hands in the fucking air, and you sitting there talking about that shit don't got nothing to do with you, you can't relate. Bitch, you can relate. Because when you get fucking pulled over, they don't give a fuck about an ASAP Rocky. Right. They see black, and they see you as a threat. And that's what the fuck happened to you in Switzerland. So, nigga, sit and think about that shit. And when you come back out, bitch, you better have a new fucking attitude.
Right.
Period. And so, all the celebrities...
Maybe this was his karma to sit down and really... You know what I'm saying? Maybe this was in his path for him to sit down and really think and try to figure out, like, what's going on with what he got. You know what I'm saying? What he had going on before... And all that bullshit.
And all his celebrity friends, like, he ain't like that. He don't think like that no more. That happened when he was younger. Bitch, he was 28.
How old is he now?
I don't know. That was 5 years ago.
Oh, so he was 28 when he said that?
Yes. So
damn,
that's what I'm saying.
Ass.
And then secondly, how do we know? How us, the general public, know that he don't feel like that no more? He never spoke out against it again, saying, oh, those comments that I made back then were uninformed and they was ignorant. He never ever brought it back up. So how we supposed to know that this not had this nigga feel no more?
Right. Well, maybe they know because they're around him, so.
Nah.
And maybe he talk about it.
Man, fuck that shit. You should have been came but out publicly.
But look at me trying to give a nigga benefit of the doubt.
Yeah,
right?
Just like a man. Y'all always writing for that bullshit. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're in prison in a different country, it is fucked up if they treating you inhumane, like. But at the end of the day, shit.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
Right.
I'm
just saying. Well, hopefully he gets out and he learns his lesson and comes back and really. Because now maybe he might have to atone for that shit. Maybe he's atoning for that shit. So maybe now when he comes out, he may have to acknowledge that people were saying, like, yo, the reason why I wasn't fucking with you like that was probably just because of the fact of what you said back then. So do you have anything to say now?
Well, a good journalist and reporter, hopefully they can ask him that question when he get out.
Right.
And see what he got to say. He better say some shit that's right.
Come to off-label shit. We will welcome you, and you can say it here. How about that?
What do you think about Jermaine Dupri saying, like, basically, he not here for the female rappers right now. He say all they talk about is fucking niggas, spending money. He say it's stripper music.
I mean, the thing about that is let the females do what they gotta do. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, they like, killing.
Do what you gotta do to get where you need to get. You still have a family you need to feed. You got bills you need to get paid. Let's do what you gotta do. But the thing about the whole thing with Jermaine Dupri is just like y'all niggas back then was making money off like talking about pussy this and pussy that.
I mean, they make money off that shit now.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So you guys talk about that shit all the time, backpedaling and pussy popping and doing all this bullshit. But then when these girls talking about, you know what I'm saying, hey nigga, you know what I'm saying, like spend a little money on me right quick.
It's just like these rappers and producers, it's like they trying to hold the female rappers way more accountable for the lyrics and mm-hmm. shit that they do the male rappers.
Right.
Like, god damn it, I don't even know. Like, every other song, these niggas is just mumbling, check that ass bitch, I'm finna go to the store and spend 1,000 racks on this and that, like, but ain't nobody saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But soon as bitches coming out and we killing and it's just like, hey, I'm trying to have fun, I'm trying to look good, spend your money on me, woo woo woo, now it's a problem. But when y'all was making this music telling us to do that shit, right?
Right.
Because you got to think about it, like, everything comes in full circle, right?
Right.
So you get the men saying, hey, I like a bitch with big titties, a flat stomach, a big ass. I like a bitch who know how to twerk on the dick. I like a bitch who talk her shit, whoop the bam. Next thing you know, all these bitches on Instagram, naked as fuck. All you niggas liking their pictures.
Right.
God damn it. The stripper bitches, everybody. Or just all the women today.
Most of them,
everybody getting their ass and titties done.
Like,
because they trying to appease y'all. Because
right.
in y'all fucking music, this is what the fuck you niggas said y'all like. Right. So now we flip it. Now we like, oh, this is what y'all like. Oh, look at me. Woo, woo, woo.
Right.
Spend your fucking money. Now it's a problem. This is what y'all created.
Exactly. So,
and it is women who are lyricists, you know? And nobody listens to that shit.
Right.
Ain't nobody trying to hear no woman talking about, in 2019 at least, y'all niggas don't want to hear women talking about some conscious shit. Y'all gonna turn it off and go listen to that nigga talking about how he finna hit a lick.
Right.
So. Jermaine, get the fuck up out of here.
Cardi B had something to say too, so she...
That's basically what she said,
right.
Like...
Right.
When I try to make conscious music, like, because she made Be Careful With Me, and I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, she's just talking to her man, like, you doing this, you doing that. I'm telling you to be careful because you're going to keep it up,
right.
And I'm going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
That song should have made it to number one because bitches should have been feeling that shit. I was feeling it.
Right.
But it didn't because she wasn't talking about shaking her ass. But as soon as she make a song about shaking her ass, it's playing everywhere.
Right.
So.
Sex sells shit.
So she said, I'm making music for the fucking customers. If I'm trying to make money and be out here, I'm going to make what people listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that's what you niggas do. Y'all make songs that y'all know people going to rap to. But now all of a sudden it's a problem because niggas be hating. That's it. I mean, that's the word of story. Right. Niggas can't stand to see a woman just come up doing the same shit they doing. Speaking of, somebody commented about the podcast and said you hate women. What you got to say about that?
About that, one thing about me, I love, love, love women. All right? One thing about it is I love, and I especially like my black women, like my queens. Like, I just, there's just something about the power that I've seen, like, my aunts. You know, I've seen, like, people who struggle, you know, carrying, you know, one of us in one of their arms and whatever. I've seen, like, powerful women.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, there will never be a time, like, I advocate for women. You know, like, I you can attest to that
well,
shit.
I can't. I know that you love women. And you know? I think that when you talking about women and what they did and that bitch this, that bitch mm-hmm. that, fuck her, I feel like it's because most of your close friends are women, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like you one of those people, you a male, like, you around women all the time. Right. So, of course, when you talking about women, that bitch,
right.
You know? So, I don't think it's necessarily that you hate women or
right.
nothing
no,
like
no, no.
that.
I
so, I
definitely
think that's,
don't hate women at all. And you, like I said, you can attest because I always be like, yo, you guys are beautiful, this and that, whatever. I've been thinking about my mom.
You'd be like, why y'all be accepting that shit?
Right. You know, and even though I'm over here giving y'all some good-ass advice and shit,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Because y'all be coming to me, like, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the same advice I'm giving to you guys, I'm over here, like, dealing with my bullshit on the same advice that I, you know what I'm saying? So, but like I said, I like to see women succeed. That's the reason why I was writing for Hillary Clinton, you know what I'm saying? Not just because, you know, it was just like, yes, like, it's time, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, there would never be a time where I don't like women, especially my black queens. Like,
so, when you speaking aggressively about
when
fuck
speaking
that
aggressively,
bitch, woo.
It's not, it's, trust me, it's not, you know.
You got the same energy
my
for these
men?
My
thing is just passion. You know, I'm passionate about shit.
So, you got
so
the same energy for these niggas?
I got the same energy for these niggas, the same way I got the same energy for these bitches. So, it's the same shit.
Okay.
So, I love, love, love women, like I said, especially my black queens.
Okay. Speaking of black queens, it was a topic on Twitter, this dude, he said, he was talking about why he's about to marry his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm going to list, like, the top three reasons. People was going in on him. They was going in on him. So, he sent out a tweet, and he said, I want to share 10 things about this woman before we wed this weekend, and he has a picture of her. He said, when I met her, I had no place to stay. I was sleeping on a couch at a friend's house. And she knew it. I found a place later, and she helped pay my rent for months. She got me my first car. When I was down and out with no job, she was helping pay my bills. She was encouraging me to be better. And then he went down the list of all this financial help that she's gave him, all this emotional support that she gave him. And people was like, I would rather fucking die.
Oh, shit.
Because they was like, because the thing is, this is what I'm going to say. If you are a strong enough woman to be able to support somebody else like they're your child, kudos to you. I
right.
could never do it. Because at this point, like, you're my dependent.
Right.
I'm sitting here like I'm mothering you. I'm like showing you the way. I'm showing you how to become a successful man. I'm paying your bills. Like, I'm not even thinking about myself no more because
right.
I'm trying to make sure you make it. That's what a mother do. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So she mothered him. And then so he said basically after all of that, that's why he loved her so much. And that's why he about to marry her. And people went in because they like, first of all, bitch, what kind of job she got? Did she just support herself and support a whole grown ass man?
Right.
And then secondly, nigga, you list all this materialistic shit. You ain't say shit about... You just said what she do pertaining to you, but you didn't say nothing about I love her so much because she's so kind and she's so smart and she's so sweet.
So you're so
that's
so,
my
so,
that was
so,
my
so,
grievance
so the
about
issue
it.
Was he wasn't thankful about who she was, but what she did
for him. Right. And
but
so,
I mean,
people went in, black women went in on that, like, and this is what's wrong with society nowadays, and this is why it's hard for a lot of women to catch a man, because men nowadays, they want support. That's it. They want somebody who's going to sit there and take all their bullshit, or somebody who's going to help them get to where they're trying to go. They're not going to put in that much effort. They need basically a stepping stone,
right,
to get to where they want to go. So, and then that's when they decide if they want to be with you or not.
So as women, what do you guys do? You guys sit there and make sure that, A, you ain't going to come at me with all that bullshit if I'm not going to get what I need, you know, if I'm not taken care of, if
and
I'm
he
not...
And his shit he did for her, too. That's another problem for me. He didn't list nothing he did for her. That's
but
a problem
I,
for
right,
me.
Right, but I think... Okay, but the letter wasn't supposed to be about what he, like... what he did for her. The letter was to say, to show, like, the reason why he was marrying her. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't trying to talk about what he did. He was just talking about what she did. But that's nor here nor there. But what I'm saying is, as far as the ladies,
mm-hmm.
as far as the ladies, mm-hmm. it's just gotta be straight up, like, it has to be, I need to feel, like, I'm getting some out of this shit too. Like, it needs to be 100% reciprocated. Whatever, you know, like, are we looking for a reciprocation? Like,
I am, shit, but brilliant. Obviously a lot of women not. They sit on a hope and dream, and like, if I pour into you 1,000%, hopefully I get
you
a
know
return
what?
On my investment.
Okay, you know what? You know what?
That's too risky
you
for me.
You know what? No, but let me tell you, I made that mistake.
Duh.
I made that mistake.
And I don't make that mistake. That's
right.
One thing I'm not going to do. Fuck that.
And I made that, but I definitely made that mistake where I invested, and I felt like maybe it was the right. You know what I'm saying?
So
like,
what is your thought process when you want to give somebody everything in the world and like...
Yeah, like...
They're giving you nothing.
Right.
Like, what's your thought process behind that since you've been basically her before?
Right. I mean, I don't even think it was a thought... Like, it was just being completely selfless and making sure that that person was good. And, I was always thinking about that person, making sure that they were good regardless of...
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm okay, I would sacrifice what I had going on just to make sure that you had, you know, like, that was some bullshit, you know? That was some bullshit.
What you did?
Yes. Thinking about that
it
whole
It was. And you remember,
time,
I did not understand it
right.
at all. I'm like,
and
how do you give so much?
Right.
Like.
And it was just, and I don't even know where my mom was at, like, and that was some type of insecurities that I have within myself. To allow somebody to come and, like, really do some bullshit like that to me. But
I feel like if somebody really care about you, I don't think that they would... I think they would be considerate enough to not even
accept
that much
right,
from you.
And expect that. Because the boot... Like, you know what? I don't even want to go into
like, if somebody
shit,
be like...
I don't even go...
Just here. Like, that. Here you go. I'm going to give you, like, all of this. If I, like,
and it was
I'm
not,
not
even
gonna
like,
accept
it was like,
no,
not
thank
even,
you.
Not even appreciated. To be like, oh, there's more that you can do. Like, I'm
like
okay.
Give me some more.
But then it was just like, there was a point in time where I was like, okay, this just doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, at one point, it's just like, okay, what the fuck is going on here? Like, am I literally doing this for somebody to be with me? Like, is this what it came down to? Like, I'm literally doing this. Only because for the person to continue to be like, you know what I'm saying? So I was just like, so the minute that I noticed that if I don't do something, it was like, oh, I'm the worst person of the earth. I'm this and I'm that. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, nigga, what the fuck? So it took a while, but then, you know, I definitely got out that bullshit. And then I had to blow this nigga up.
Sis,
I had to
sis got her ring.
Huh?
Sis got her ring. She about to get married.
listeners,
I would not recommend that.
No, and the thing about it is it was just on some bullshit. It was just like, oh yeah, after 5 years, I would definitely consider like marrying, like put a time, like don't put no time frame on that bullshit. So it was just like all the shit that I do for you, and then you want to like, bitch, no.
See, my thing is like,
that was some bullshit of me though. Like that was complete bullshit, and that was some bummy ass shit. Because when I had to get this nigga together, I had to really let him know, yo, I was onto your shit. I was lost by, you know, my emotions and my love for you, or whatever. In fact, whatever the fuck that was that made me do, maybe that got me on that bullshit with you. I'm letting you know, I know what the fuck you were like. Just let's be clear. So yeah. I had to like literally blow his spot up, you know. So
yeah, you did.
When he hit me up to ask me for my Netflix password and shit,
nigga, broke
ass. Your bum ass up my face.
I mean, I'm like, okay, I could probably show you that I'm there for you, and I maybe like three times I might literally go out my way financially for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me not put a super limit on it, but it ain't gonna be that many times. That's all I'm saying. And then I'm gonna have to get something back. I'm gonna have to see that you're doing just as much as I'm doing. And I'm not ever. Y'all can mark my words. It's not in me. I cannot give 100%.
No, and I've noticed that about you. Like, and that's,
and you only giving 20%. It just don't feel right in my spirit. My mind can't even wrap around it. I can't even think of like, okay, I know I'm doing all of this, but this person is the love of my life, and it's gonna come back, and it's gonna be great. No, that shit too risky.
Right.
First of all, people die. People die. So let's say you fucking die and I literally just spent my whole savings on you. Now I'm getting nothing back for my money. But no, but outside.
Damn, you be thinking like.
Yes, I go there with my thoughts.
You see, no.
But no, but it's just too risky. Right. People are very finicky. People are not trustworthy. Like. Something bigger or better can come, or just
something bigger and better can come.
Just anything. Like, you cannot trust people, and people change, and it may not have nothing to do with you. So it's just too risky.
You see, that's my problem.
It's way too risky for me to give you 100%, and you only giving me 20%, and I'm sitting here hoping that because of the chemistry that we got, that eventually your 20% gonna turn into 100%. I can't do it.
Well, I feel like that's where I am now, but I kind of feel like that shit backfired on me.
What? Oh, you was trying to be all hard?
Not really hard, but it's just like solidify like a friendship, like be, you know, build a friendship first before anything, because before it was like I was just giving my all, jumping into the shit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, so let me learn from my shit and let me just take my time and just gradually get into that. And now I feel like I did that, and now it's just like, boom.
So to me, it's like, this goes into like love languages and stuff like that to me, right? So it depends on what you put as a priority. Like, some people don't, like, obviously this girl is one of those people who don't give a fuck about materialistic things and stuff like that. Maybe to her, it was just more so having that quality time with him. Because you're doing so much for him, of course you got to be around. I hope he was around, right? So to her, it was like, okay, my love language is quality time. And since I do so much for him, so his love language is obviously acts of service. To him, he get what he need with the acts of service, because she's doing everything. And then to her, it's like, okay, I'm getting the quality time, and it balanced out. But it don't happen like that all the time.
It don't.
At least 95% of the time, it does not.
But now, when the nigga is like bossing it up and shit, now he's gonna remember who the fuck.
He claimed he bossed it up too.
You see, so now when he bossed it up, he's bossing her up. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's been holding him down, so he's really gonna take care of her. That's one thing you ain't never gonna forget who helped you when you was down. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, because these niggas have bitches taking care of them when they in jail and they get out of jail. And
Those are the bum ass niggas.
Nah, it's the same scenario. This girl is outside doing everything for you, and you come out, you might treat her right for the first year or so just because you feel obligated because she was there for you, and then you go on about your life. Mm-hmm. All I know, all I'm saying is good for them. Sis, it could have never been me. And I really hope that people don't even start doing that shit like that. I know a lot of women do it, but I really want y'all to stop doing that shit. It needs to be 100, 100, or 50-50. Whatever you put in, that's what the fuck you need to be getting back. I mean, if we thinking about business, it's just not even a great business model. Your return on investment is not guaranteed.
Come through a
comment. It's just, it's too risky. I'm going to have to vote against that one. Sir, do not move forward.
come through, accountant.
But yeah, that's it. That's all with that. You got anything else you want to tell these people?
All that's it. That's all. That is it, and that's all.
I thank you all for listening so much. Do we have a quote?
Love yourself. Love everyone.
Nigga, your quotes is always like that.
Because that's what I'm all about. Just spreading the love.
Okay. Well, I'll just go back to the ASAP Rocky stuff. And it's our political environment, our country. You know, a lot of people turn a blind eye to what's going on at the border with the immigrants and stuff like that, because it doesn't affect them. A lot of people don't care about black people getting shot in the street because it doesn't affect them.
Right.
And all I want to say is,
I just feel like if you go back to just remembering, like, you're just human, you know what I'm saying, and take all that extra shit out, somebody's hurting, you hurt too. You know what I'm saying? That's some type of compassionate stuff that you gotta have. Some type of, you know, that's just how it's like.
Well, it always comes back full circle, right? That's number one. And then number two, like MLK said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And that's it. That's all.
Period.
Thank y'all so much for listening. We are Off Label.
Later.
Bye.